USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elaine Chao will resign from her post as the head of the Department of Transportation. Chao, whose husband is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will resign effective January 11th. Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden says the violence at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday was one of the darkest days America has ever seen.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
President-elect Biden also announcing that he's nominating Merrick Garland to be his attorney general. Biden also announcing other nominees for the Justice Department, saying he's bringing back a pillar of independence and integrity. Biden saying his team will serve as the American people's lawyers, not the president's law firm. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
American Airlines is no longer serving alcohol on flights to and from Washington, D.C., following several incidents of what it calls politically motivated aggression. The airline not providing any details on any of the incidents, but says one confrontation between a Trump supporter and fellow passenger aboard an American Airlines flight was posted on social media. They're also asking staff to be extra vigilant in flights departing from the nation's capital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification and 24-month commitment. Early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A curfew is continuing in our nation's capital.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in 4 deaths. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. By extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is signing a bill into law that seeks to aid small businesses and give a boost to economic development.
Our future rides on the backs of the small businesses who employ the majority of our fellow residents, especially those owned and operated by women, people of color, and veterans.
Called the New Jersey Economic Recovery Act of 2020, it includes the Main Street Recovery Finance Program. Both small and micro businesses are eligible for the combined $50 million worth of grants, loans, and technical assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.